All right, we're back in session. Could we get back in session? We're back in session. The end of the please, we're going to get back in session. Please sit down. We're getting back in session. We are now on the place on the report where we're doing the PNB report. Okay, Brian. Yes.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Okay. I have to leave at 2:00. I apologize. It has. I didn't know exactly how this was going to work out today. I have a personal obligation that I can't do anything about. So I don't want anyone to take it amiss when I leave at 2:00. I'm not trying to avoid conversation, discussion, anything else. I just want you all to know. Thank you.
Brian.
I can basically run through what the National Board has reported out publicly. On March 13th, the board voted to end the employment of Summer Reese. A week later, the board voted to make a job offer to Bernard Duncan, who was for 3 years the general manager of KPFK, to serve as interim executive director. He accepted. He's already been up here, and he's starting his full duties on Monday. The National Board also voted to make changes to the signatories on Pacifica's bank accounts. Apparently, it's not a best practice to say publicly who the signatories on your bank accounts are. So I can't be specific about that. Probably it's fairly obvious. And I just wanted to, you know, say one other thing. Because I was kind of struck by a contrast during the treasurer's report. Under our bylaws and also under state law, a member of a nonprofit board of directors has, and this is the language of the law in our bylaws, the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect the premises of a property owned by that nonprofit and any and all records that are maintained by that nonprofit. And in response to a financial question, an issue of some controversy, Barbara very appropriately invited the people who had those questions to come into KPFA and look at the paper trail, to look at the records that exist there, go through them. Right now, members of our national board, including me and Margie, are locked out of Pacifica's national office. There are very great question marks about Pacifica's financial condition, and we're being blocked from seeing the records that would answer some of those questions. And there are people sitting in this room who participated in that blockade. And I just have to say, and this is just a personal note, I find that profoundly, profoundly, profoundly hypocritical. The only other news, and this is on the public record, is several members of the minority group on the Pacifica National Board have sued the foundation to reverse some of its decisions. And this week, the judge who's been assigned the case rejected their request for a temporary restraining order.
Okay, I distributed a report I prepared, and again, I titled it PNB Minority Position Report. So I'm going to read it. I am one of 9 Pacifica directors for good governance. Since being seated on the PNB on January 30th, 2014, I and my fellow PDGG colleagues have witnessed a majority of 12 of the 22-member board put the foundation at financial risk by violating meeting notice requirements and recklessly rushing through major personnel decisions in the dark of executive sessions where the majority has manipulated the meeting process, misemployed Robert's Rules of Order, including showing favoritism, acted without official process or documentation, and disallowed discussion or independent legal consultation on very sensitive motions, except outside the meetings and perhaps by majority, and obviously biased directors that happen to be lawyers, all of which may take the foundation down by opening it up to possible major lawsuits, jeopardizing our insurance coverage, and losing our CPB funding and the relicensing of WBAI. Informed by our fiduciary responsibility, the PDGG voiced objections during all PNB meetings and proposed alternatives by submitting motion after motion, all in vain, as they were either voted down or not included in or disappeared from the agendas. Accordingly, the PDGG felt we had no other recourse but to go to the courts. We filed a lawsuit on April 3rd at the Superior Court of California, County of Alameda, case number HG14720131. And although for technical reasons, the judge denied us a temporary restraining order this past Wednesday, she nevertheless scheduled an expedited preliminary injunction hearing in Oakland on May 6th. PDGG fears that there may be no Pacifica network by the end of the year and believes that outside intervention is the only way that Pacifica can be saved.
Frank Andrea Ramses.
Well, I would just say to the PMB, the people who decided to make the decision, I felt betrayed and snuck upon because we had met the Saturday previous.
Excuse me one second. Brian, could you time our stuff because I think this could be a long conversation.
We had met the Saturday previous and no one had mentioned it to us. So I'll just read what I had tried to prepare. I would like to know why our PMB representatives would make such a move without even consulting the members of the local station board, which they are supposed to represent. With no advance warning, we literally had no idea this was coming. Is this the way that we should work as a board? That's a question. There wasn't even a reason given to us for this termination. I learned more at the town hall meeting from you, Carol, sitting down at that table, than I had had learned previously to the firing of the executive director beforehand. So I learned more after sitting down with you at the town hall meeting than we even got word of before it even happened. Secretary, when we were in a heated discussion, I guess you'd say, over at the Pacifica National Office, when I mentioned that there was no communication with the LSB, you said, "I've been on the board long enough that I know that's not the way we operate." But I think that's a major dysfunctionality of our board, that communication is a key to operating a strong, united group of individuals who work together to guide the direction and set the direction for the station. Not only was this move dangerous for the station and the network, but what thought have you given to the owners of the station? What kind of consideration have you guys given to the people who pay for the station to be operated, who are the listeners? Or do they just serve at your will or at your beck and call for support? It seems your small group of people feel they are always know what's right. If anyone disagrees, you guys turn your nose up or fold your arms at us. Fold your arms across your chest as though our opinions and thoughts don't even matter. All the major decisions you make seem to be in the dark of executive session. For the person that writes Save KPFA site, I'm definitely for getting the word out about particular issues, but what gets written on that to me is rival to Fox News, only anonymous. You never give the reader an accurate portrayal of where the other side is coming from. Why is that person who writes this stuff choose to not be known? That right there gives me a bad sign. Now, there's a lot of opinions and articles floating around out there on the internet, but what I noticed that usually it starts or ends with the name of the author. When I received hundreds of automated emails from the Save KPFA supporters as a member of the LSB, I read through a bunch of them. At least I read through the ones with personal messages to see what they were saying. And when I tried to reply a couple to express my views, I found I couldn't even respond. And this is a one-way operation, not letting your supporters even hear the other side or other opinions. I would like to see the hands of the LSB members who attended the KPFA town hall a week or so ago, put on by the CAB. Not too many. So I was there, and I know there was not too many there, and a lot of good information was put out there. I got a couple more sentences. Could I finish? Two. A lot of what I heard from the people at the KPF at the town hall I heard that all these people who think they control the station are making decisions that affect the folks who are paying the bills, the listeners, and when will we listen to the listeners?
Andrea, David.
I'd like to echo some of Frank's concerns. I feel like if folks are elected from this body to the Pacifica National Board as representatives, I'm curious how you gather the information and know how to represent us. We were totally blindsided. We were not asked for any information to evaluate the executive director. We were not informed that there was any process ongoing. We're aware of no criteria by which she was evaluated. We don't understand why. It seems like there have been motions to rush this forward. And I don't understand. You guys, it's like dropping a bomb in the middle. Like, we were already in a precarious situation. So I really want an opportunity to hear from you. Why the urgency? Why did you need to rush this through? There's controversies as to whether or not Margie is even legitimately serving as the chair of the board. Margie, why not go back and let's do it right? Let's have another vote, because if you really are legitimately the chair, then a revote won't hurt you. And let's just clear that up so that we can all move forward, at least not have to argue that point. And then we can say, well, let's look at whether or not the process by which the ED was terminated was fair and just. Because it feels so reckless to me, you guys. When we're talking, we don't have money for a development director, but yet you're going to play Russian roulette with our network and invite lawsuits and do things that are clearly going to provoke a reaction, clearly going to mire the best people in our network, the best talent in our station, into this sectarian fighting that takes us away from the real job at hand. Why not slow down? Why not lead? In the best, truest sense of the word, means gathering consensus. Move your people with you. If you're doing the right thing, we'll back you up. I swear to God, it is not. I don't have any agenda here. Honestly, what do you think? I'm not running for office. I'm not trying. I'm a school teacher, man. I'm not going to get rich if WBAI gets sold, right? But the most refreshing, beautiful thing I saw was that town hall meeting, and the word of honesty that came from folks. So I just don't understand. I don't understand why, like Jose Luis, I don't understand why the cavalier attitude towards the possibility that we might lose $1.5 million of CPB funding, to just dismiss that as crack money when we are desperate for funding. So government crack money, quote accurately. You guys, I want us to really think about, is there a third way? Is there a mediation process? Is there a way that we can all step back from this? Something we're like locked in a death grip in a lifeboat, and we're all gonna go over. What can we do to unite our community, to unite this listening community?
David? By the way, I have asked that Margie wanted to get on the list, and I've asked that she put her name, that she talk at the end and listen to everybody's questions rather than have to keep going. And, you know, I just want to tell you I did that. David.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the way and the lack of due process in the way the executive director was removed. There was this thing that's been passed out here. It's a statement, and it says the employment contract of Summer Reese clearly states that the... This statement here, it says Pacifica National Board acted improperly.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, I passed it around. It should be among your papers. Cannot be terminated except for cause, and no cause was given in the decision to terminate Reese. Secondly, it had to be subject to progressive discipline, and there was none. The termination is subject to human resources review prior to being finalized, and there was no human resources review prior to the decision to fire her. And then four, prior to termination, Pacifica shall complete a performance evaluation and demonstrate cause, and there was none, much less one that demonstrated cause for termination. So clearly the PNB majority, slim majority, decided to terminate her without due process and in violation of her employment contract. It seems like this was very hasty. The action was very hasty, and there were some procedural questions about the way the March 13th telephone meeting was conducted. There was no prior written agenda to the PNB directors that this very significant motion, the termination of the executive director of the network, was even on the agenda. And then the motion to terminate her was voted on without any discussion by the board members 15 minutes before the meeting was due to adjourn, or less. And then when somebody tried to extend the time, they were voted down. Now, it says here in the Pacifica bylaws, special meetings, which I guess a telephone meeting is of the board, require only 7 days advance notice and shall specify the purpose of the meeting. Well, and also that it requires a two-thirds vote if the notice is not given, if the notice of the purpose of the meeting and a special meeting is only convened to deal with the one thing that has been specified for that meeting. So it's very, that's still other, more evidence that the procedures and due process were not followed. It says here in Robert's Rules of Order, the officer can be removed from office by a two-thirds vote or by a majority vote when previous notice has been given. Since the notice, previous notice was not given, the person would have to be removed by a two-thirds vote.
Okay, let's see who we got next. Ramses.
So I think that I share a lot of pretty much all of the concerns the folks just presented about the decision to terminate Summer, David, Andrea, and Janet. And going back to Janet's report, like, I honestly, as I read it, as someone who hasn't been reading up on the internet, I think I spoke to one or two people over the phone briefly about it, and all I told them was like, look, I obviously got to do more research on this to understand the situation, what's happening. You know, there's just so many things that have happened in the last month stemming out of this decision. But like, when I read Janet's report, it feels like exactly how I seen it from the outside, right? And it just concerns me that I don't know what happened, you know, why the decision was made. I know that some of these matters have to do, you know, with personnel, and they have to go into executive session. I totally respect that. I serve on another board, and then we do that often. However, I wanna say that there are times to do disciplinary actions, you know, like terminate someone, end the contract, or whatever you want to call it. And I think there are times when you really have to consider its impact, you know, how you do it. And it really feels like that consideration did not come into this, right? And that's what concerns me the most, because then I, as one of the local station board members for KPFA, I'm getting people emailing me, asking me to sign a petition, asking me to go occupy the office, you know, or don't listen to what other people are saying. And I'm just like, this isn't even a local station board issue directly, but it's related, and it's all Pacifica. And I'm supposed to try to, like, promote the station and Pacifica and so on. Now, you know, like Andrea said, it's like a bomb exploded, right? It's like, you know, we were kind of moving along, getting along, doing things well, and then suddenly, boom, you know, like we're, like, back where we were, I think, a year ago when I first came on the board, and we had a lot of tension here and a lot of disagreements. So I just, you know, and I know a lot of us have been speaking so far who are critical of the decision that was made. Also, a lot of folks who showed up to speak today in public comment have expressed that. You know, I do want to be fair and wait to see what folks, you know, have can share to us from the PNB about the matter. Because I do, in a way, respect that those who have already been sent up to the PNB made a decision, right? But we are here kind of wondering, like, hey, you know, this decision, it's like a bomb went off, right? And it makes us look bad, and it's brought up a lot of concerns, and people feel really upset. You know, how do we deal with this now, right? And I'm interested in that part. How do we deal with this now? And because that's what I'm here for, right? Like, move the station forward. But we do have a serious problem right now with this that I think we need to hear more about.
Hi. Okay, so just as a side note, Janet, I just want to warn you in advance. I know you distributed a report entitled PNB Minority Position Report, and absent some decision from the board to authorize and accept a minority report, I can't call it that in the minute. So I'll be sure to include the date. But if the board votes to do that, I'm happy to do that. So I want to actually kind of follow on what Ramses said. I want to make a motion here, and I'm happy to motivate it. The KPFA LSB calls on Summer Reese to respect the decisions of the elected Pacifica National Board, stop blocking elected board members' access to records, vacate Pacifica's offices peacefully, and help make Pacifica's leadership transition a smooth one.
Okay, there's a second. There's a motion on the floor now. Actually, I wanted to speak. Would you call on me?
Favoritism!
Yeah, I want to speak to the motion.
Okay. So we're on the motion, right. And Carol wants to speak on the motion. Is that?
Me too.
Okay.
And Cynthia wants to speak. I want to say that I'm in favor of this because I think that Summer's termination was legitimate. Technically, when you have a majority voting, that the termination is legitimate. I think her contract is not valid, so that I don't think there's a contractual issue. I think that this was not sudden and overnight. I think that when we had a bomb go off, when she suddenly fired Andrew Phillips and then suddenly rehired him for a WBAI, that a bomb went off when she fired 14 people at WBAI. There were bombs in Washington, D.C. and Houston, and so there have been bombs all along. There were bombs off when she dealt with the JR situation, and I don't think it's appropriate for public discussions of people's personnel situations prior to discussions in the group that is responsible for hiring and firing, that it would have been improper for us to have public discussions or even executive board executive sessions about whether or not we were going to hire or fire somebody. That would be totally in violation of her privacy and of the responsibilities. And we do not have that authority. The place where those executive discussions go is the PNB board, not here, because we don't have authority to hire or fire.
Frank is next.
Frank.
I would just like to vote against the motion because I would disagree with what you just said. Oh, you're going to say something?
I'm just going to have him remind.
I would like to vote against the motion and encourage everybody to vote against it because I disagree that this was all legitimate. And as everyone has just stated and a lot of listeners that came today, we felt like this process was done wrong. And whether you mentioned these other bombs dropping or it doesn't make everything right to just go ahead and continue. We were supposed to have communication, whether you think we can communicate about personnel issues or not. I mean, what can we talk about, you know? And I want to hear the answers. I know Margie has to go by two, and we're about to vote on this motion, but we never got no answers from our national board members of why this happened. Are you guys going to answer? There's people here that came to hear. Can we bring what we can into the light? Why did this happen? Can we get a couple answers from you guys today? Because I think that's what a lot of us are here for. You know, I missed out on going on a big march from my neighborhood, the Connected Dots March. I missed out on going on a special plant hike because I thought this was going to be an important meeting where we were going to discuss these issues and get some answers to what just happened to our station and our network. I can't even hardly focus on work because I'm getting thousands of emails. I'm trying to read. I'm trying to make plans to make meetings. We need to get some answers to why you guys did this. Why did our Pacifica National Board do this? We don't know. And no one's telling us. And so that's why I think a lot of people are here today. That's why I didn't do the fun, cool things I want to do as an activist community. Come here today. This has now become most of our activism. It's trying to figure out what the heck you all did in the national secret executive sessions that you can't share with us. So please share what you can. What can you share with us? What can you let the listeners who pay the station that are going to listen to this, what can you tell them? Why is this happening? I think that's on everybody's mind, and it's not getting answered. I still had a minute, but I'll give it up.
My inclination is to let Margie go now, if you want to go now, unless you want to wait. Okay, wait, to talk. Not leave, I meant
no,
I speak.
I don't want to talk on the motion.
Okay, all right. And Brian, you don't want to talk on the motion?
No, I don't want to talk. I'm happy to talk.
You got to talk on your microphone.
I'm happy to talk, but I don't want to talk. I'm not interested in speaking on the motion. I support the motion, and I'm
okay. All right. Cynthia, and then Janet.
Well, I'll be very brief. First of all, I don't appreciate ad hominem attacks like what was that? Cynically duplicitous and profoundly hypocritical. I was one of the few people that was arrested twice in the corporate takeover in 1999-2000. And I immediately went there. I've really wanted to believe that we can save this station. But to me, this was a bomb. This was a bomb. All I want are some understanding, too, that Frank has referred to. And when I read on Save KPFA that says the debt, what do you call it, the 1.5 million debt or something like this, yes, we're in such a profound financial situation. So to do something like this, recklessly in danger, to provoke this kind of response, well, of course I went down there and said, let's try to shine some light on what's a legal process here. So I would just like to ask personally, you know, I don't want to violate any rules, but our PNB directors, the thinking behind this possibly was. And let me just point out as well that those people at WBAI in various places were fired or were released because there was no money. I think, as much as I can understand from what I read, our executive director has done an admirable job in keeping the lid on our finances. So this was, to me, shocking. Maybe we're going to have to, maybe we'll have to end up selling something at some point anyway, but I don't know that. We just don't want to do these outrageous kinds of things, or at least try to have some understanding and go through some due process. Hundreds of people have signed this now, and I don't, and of course we're getting a very bad reputation in the public opinion. So why do we do these things to provoke this kind of response?
All right. Actually, I had the list wrong.
I'm against this motion, profoundly against this
okay.
motion.
On the motion, Craig, the list I have actually that Ramses took in order was Craig, Andrea, Ramses, Janet. So, Craig. Oh.
Okay.
Don.
So, I totally understand people have problems or questions about the judgment of the board for the action they took.
Excuse me, point of order.
Yeah.
Didn't Craig already speak on this? And I thought I was next.
Not on the motion.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm motivating it now. I just raised it before. So, I mean, I understand people have problems or criticisms of the judgment of the board. The board believes it has the authority to do this, and it took the action, and it's now moving forward. It's hired another executive director. It's taking control of bank accounts and that sort of thing. It's moving forward, and the board believes it has the authority to do that. And I understand people challenge the challenge that proposition that the board has the authority to do that. But we're in kind of a weird situation because all sides now are conducting essentially contract arguments on public pages, on web pages in the press. We're going into the minutiae of, oh, the, you know, the contract was approved, oh, it wasn't approved, oh, it was progressive discipline, it wasn't. You know, these are all arguments, and, you know, they may be valid on one side or the other, but they're not arguments that are going to be resolved in the court of public opinion. They're not going to be resolved on web pages. They're not going to be resolved at Indie Bay or anything like that. They're going to have to be resolved. And I'll just say I don't believe the board is going to change its mind. It's moving ahead. So this issue is going to have to be resolved in some venue that pays attention to arguments. That's a court. So that's where this should go. In the meantime, if somebody is occupying the office, it's preventing the operation, the business, the organization from conducting any business at all. And it's really destructive. People are dropping out. They're saying, enough of this shit, enough of this stuff. I'm not donating anymore. And it's really destructive to the overall longevity and health of the organization. All the power to Summer if she wants to challenge this in court. Go for it. But that's the place to do it. We're in a standoff now, and this could last months. And the only byproduct, or the only product, rather, of that is real damage to the organization. So my motion is just, like, stop occupying the office. Let's get on with business. We understand you have a dispute with the action that was taken. But let's resolve it some other way in court, you know, some other way where these arguments can actually be evaluated and decided. It's not going to happen right now. It's just not. I mean, the web is not a good venue for deciding questions like this. Okay. So that's my motion. And I encourage people to vote for it. Thank you.
Andrea.
Sorry. Somewhat predictably, I'm going to encourage people to vote against this motion. Because I try to imagine, like, if Summer didn't occupy that office, I say, well, what's the message there? The message there is that we're empowering a board that has been so reckless with these resources that if you believe that there was an issue with the contract, Craig, you say that the court is the appropriate place. My gosh, there's so many appropriate ways of reviewing a contract, reviewing its legality. So many ways that you could have, that the PMB could have dealt with this rather than this midnight sneak attack that has thrown our listening community into absolute turmoil. And I think it's somewhat disingenuous to say that she's the one that's causing us to lose listeners and people to write us off as like, oh, that's just kooky KPFA or kooky Pacifica. Who provoked this whole situation? The PMB. And they didn't need to. It was not necessary. And so for Summer to leave out of that office to say, well, let the bully have it. Let the bully have it. The bully that doesn't care about our insurability, who doesn't choose to avail themselves of good counsel, that doesn't have a conflict of interest, that doesn't have a dog in the fight, that doesn't choose to follow standard evaluation, just follow the contract. Or follow legal processes for challenging it. But look what you've done. Look what you've done. So I appreciate Summer standing up for whatever governance is going to hold this situation, hold this community together until we have a better form of governance. I appreciate that she's doing that. And I think what you guys fail to realize, like a big miscalculation on your part, is that I had criticism of Summer. Oh, had you given me the opportunity, I would have evaluated. I would have put my little 2 cents in. But y'all didn't even give us a chance. And so now it's not about Summer. It's about the PMB. And it's about how you choose to govern. And what is motivating this? What is behind it? Why can't you take some time? Why can't you pull up? Don't you see where... Clear, like what are we... You wonder why conspiracy theories are born. It's because people say, my God, if we were working on outreach, we were working on development, we were trying to build, and then here come these people for some reason that we don't understand to ignite this flame, to set this all ablaze. So I don't believe in that kind of ruling of us. I don't want to be ruled. I want governance. I want leadership. I want vision. You can roll your eyes. It's okay. Vision is an antiquated notion to some.
Okay.
Please vote no.
All right. So I also got to say to, you know, agree and vote no on this motion. And first I want to say, while I really, really want to respect the decision that our members here who are at PNB, you know, made at PNB, that the reality is we do have this polarizing situation right now, right? And I think, you know, with all respect, Craig, this motion you're making, while I think it's really trying to just work us through, I see your vision that it's trying to just get us through something that's like looks like a done deal. I think, you know, by just looking at the folks who came here from the public, you know, it's not a done deal for a lot of the KPFA community, right? And right now, I think we need to focus on what's going to try to bring us united somehow in this short time period, this turmoil, rather than something that might exacerbate it, right? I mean, we can walk out of here and sure, the majority in the room today could vote for this thing, potentially, and it's an official statement by the KPFA LSB, but the folks who are not with it, the minority of us and the folks in the public, they're not going to change their mind by way of this. You know, if anything, they're going to feel like it's another argument we made about how the majority decided to push down their power onto the minority, right? Rather than taking the avenue of figuring something out together. I would be more comfortable if we didn't even make a statement at all today about this and just respect the time frames and the people who are going to court and the people who are dealing with this internally in executive session and so on, just as a way to feel like let's just kind of neutralize some of the tension. Let's walk out not having added anything anymore, you know, wood to the fire here, you know, and let's just take more time to process this, right? Obviously, the parties involved are completely active, you know, and engaged in both from the PNB and potentially a court stuff coming up next, you know. But I feel like for KPFA LSB, like, let's just, like, let this go today. That's how I feel. And I think voting no, you know, or letting this statement go for today, I think, is the best choice we can make.
Janet.
Actually, before I go on, Craig, would you please reread the motion?
Sure. The KPFA LSB calls on Summer Reese to respect the decisions of the elected Pacifica National Board, stop blocking elected board members' access to records, vacate Pacifica's offices peacefully, and help make Pacifica's leadership transition a smooth one.
Okay, well, first I just want to say when we do vote on this, I would like it to be a roll call, please. And I want to talk about how different people are saying the decisions.
Excuse me, Brian, would you? Yeah. Sorry, Janet.
Okay. People are talking about the decisions of the PNB. Well, it's not been the PNB, you know, it's not anonymous. I'm unanimous, sorry. And it, for one, I did not vote for dismissing Summer Reese. When it was brought to the PNB meeting, it was like a bomb there. And in any case, I'll stop.
Don.
I think Barbara. Frank asked why Summer Reese was removed or her contract was allowed to expire, however the PNB interpreted whatever the contract was and what the terms were. Carol laid out a list before Frank, you asked why was she dismissed. So let's make it closer to home. How was Summer's performance here at KPFA? How well did she do in overseeing this station as the interim executive director of Pacifica. So to begin with, let's look at how she handled Andrew Phillips, which we all objected to pretty much on this board of what took place. She summarily swooped in, placed him on administrative leave, and brought in instantly another interim manager. So we were paying for two interim general managers. In the course of that, she brought in investigators to investigate whether he was guilty of racism, as we may recall. And what was the result of that? What was the outcome? The outcome was that the particular individual in question...
You can't do this publicly.
No, what I can, I know what I can and cannot do, I think, pretty much. And a decision was made that Andrew Phillips should no longer be at this station by Summer Rees because of whatever, quote, conclusion she drew from that confidential report. So if she was, if he was not fit to manage KPFA, then how is it he got a position through Summer Rees moving him to New York? Now, if that doesn't make you sit up and wonder just what is going on in her management cap, excuse me, that's lousy management, for starters. Now, as to the question of whether this is, quote, reversible, whether they should have a revote, it seems to me the board has a working majority, and the minority members of the board are not happy with the majority's decisions. Well, guess what? That's the way it's been working in the past just as well. And as for the issue of secrecy, how many executive secret sessions were taking place last year on this very same PNB with a different board majority, but with Summer Rees as the chair of that PNB while serving as the interim executive director? So you can't have it both ways. She's been doing it, and now you're questioning, oh, well, why is this all being done in secret? Well, as we all know, personnel actions are done confidentially so that the foundation is not put at risk. And so to try to even have that conversation here, you very well know is not possible.
Brian.
Yeah, I just want to be clear.
Time yourself.
Employees in California have, under the state constitution and other laws, a right to privacy. That's why we don't talk about personnel decisions in public. It's why we can't without creating risk for the foundation. And I'm sorry we can't have a more open conversation. I want to kind of focus on the question of this motion, which is not, was it a good or a bad decision to end Summer Rees's employment? It's, should she be barricaded in the Pacifica National Office after that decision happened? And I've been involved with these boards long enough that I can remember when some people in this room, at their first meeting after being elected, voted to fire a manager when a motion to fire that manager had not been noticed for that meeting. I was on the losing side of that vote. But I would ask those people who were part of it, how would you feel if the next day after Lemlem Regio bolted a 2x4 across the door to her office and refused to let the station conduct its business? To my mind, there's a difference between dissenting and disrupting. Many of us have been on the losing side of votes. And you know what? That's losing. You don't use that as an opportunity to prevent the organization from functioning at all. And that's what's happening right now. And I don't think you have to agree with the decision or the action that the National Board took to say that Pacifica actually needs to have unfettered use of the facilities it owns. That the people running Pacifica have to have access to financial records to sort out what's going on. So that's why I would encourage people to vote for this motion.
On personal privilege,
because she's getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
Margie Williams.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to derail this conversation.
Like I said before, I hope people vote for the motion. I would like to vote for the motion, but I also have to leave, and I do want to speak. So I don't know. Maybe we can wrap up the conversation about the motion. I'm just encouraging people. That's my personal privilege.
Okay. Ramses, did you want to add things? I mean, we'd like to...
On the motion?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, you have to find out if there's anybody who hasn't spoken on the motion first.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anybody who has not spoken on the motion?
He gets a second.
Right. Okay. Here.
Did you raise
your hand? Yeah, he did. And he hasn't gone. Should he go now or should I go?
Yeah, he should go now.
So, okay, give the mic to David.
For the reasons that I articulated earlier, I'm opposed to this motion. I do feel that since the future of the network is at stake, and there are two differing opinions as to the reasons for this network being placed in jeopardy. On the one hand, you have people who feel that the Pacifica Board's action was reckless and improper and hasty and should not have happened and should be reversed. And on the other hand, you have people who say that regardless of whatever that was, that the Pacifica Board's majority on the Pacifica Board's decision should be respected. I do feel because the network is at stake, that there should be some attempt at mediation between the two sides. Now, at the present time, it seems like the two sides' positions are very hard and fast and fixed. But that often happens, that two sides are diametrically opposed to each other and very firm in holding to their position. And yet, in many of those cases, mediation is in fact possible. So I am opposed to this motion, putting this board on one of those two sides. But I want to take this opportunity to say that I do favor the two sides getting together and seeing if something can be worked out for the sake of the network. Thank you.
Okay. So, and this is my second time speaking, and I just felt like I had to say something against the motion because comments were made about Summer and her performance, you know, and her decisions, you know, especially going back to a situation with Andrew, a former GM of KPFA. And honestly, from my experience, you know, having been on this board for the past year, and also from experience being on a board of a large union that has a lot of management and directors positions that sometimes we have to go into executive session and personnel, you know, matters into, you know, in the context of all that, I feel like it's somewhat, you know, from my perspective, being only on the LSB, it's somewhat unfair to try to go after, you know, the performance, you know, or decisions by Summer based on first, you know, how little I know just being on the LSB, right, and not the PNB. And also understanding from the past year where other management has been, other staff and issues we've been dealing with, right? I feel like we can easily open that door and get into a whole bunch more, criticisms of other decisions made, you know, within the organization, you know, just that I've learned in the last year, right? So I would just ask folks to caution, you know, if you're making, you know, your consideration for whether or not we should vote on this motion or support the decision by folks on the PNB, you know, like I feel like it's an endless, you know, discussion that can just go into more and more. And I keep hearing from people, it goes into people a decade ago that have no idea who they are, right? And I'm just like, you know, put us back to where we are now. Obviously, let's make better decisions now. Let's really learn from how things are going and not repeat some of the other things that have happened in the past that we know went bad, right? You know, so I just want to offer that because I feel like, you know, there's some things I agree that Summer has done and some that I feel like, yes, questionable. I still don't have enough to say, hey, I support what's happening right now, or I think as a board member of KPFA, we should make a decision regarding that matter at this point, and that's why I say no to the motion.
Barbara.
No. I'd like to call the question.
No, don't do that. Please. Just see if everybody's ready to vote.
They're not. They're not.
But people, how many times do people get to speak?
I have to walk out of the room in 3 minutes.
Well,
and
we
I
off our stuff, too.
Just speak. Okay. Can I just talk?
Yes, we're just going to give Margie the floor because she has to go because of his death.
I'm sorry. Let me say that, like Brian says, we can't talk about some of these things in public. Moreover, some of us are being sued by our fellow board members. And just about everything in Janet's minority report is subject to the suit. And we've been advised by our attorneys not to talk about this stuff publicly, okay? I wish we weren't being sued. I wish we could talk about everything publicly. I wish there weren't any secrets. I will say that the board took an action which it thought was appropriate and necessary. And I will say that I believe Summer's response to that shows why we made the right decision. Okay, now, moving forward. I have said from the very beginning that I am willing to engage in mediation. The very first day that the people locked themselves in that office, someone approached me. I said, absolutely. I believe in mediation. I'm willing to engage in mediation. I beg your pardon.
You're out of order.
Okay. In fact, I put a proposal in writing, and before Summer could have seen it, the fact that we were discussing mediation was talked about publicly, my motives were impugned, and the process was impugned. I don't think that's okay, all right? I don't understand why people think that it's okay for us to function under this cloud of this individual trespassing in our office, okay? But I want to say that I believe that we must work hard to save this network. We've got to pull together. And in fact, I want to tell you that on a sort of an interesting observation, the network is really functioning. The radio stations are functioning. They're doing hard jobs. I know there's a cloud, but it is a testament to the commitment, the strength, the willingness of the people who work at the stations to move us forward. That it's functioning as well as it is. Let's figure this out. If any of you have any influence on Summer and on the question of mediation, I'm open for it. Let's talk about it. But I can't talk about things that I'm restricted to talk about by law or that my lawyers have advised me not to talk about. Okay? Anybody?
Thank you. Okay. All right. As I have the list, it's Mark. Craig, were you going to?
Sure.
Okay. So it should be Craig, Mark, Mel. Is what I have, and Janet, Andrea, and Frank. Right. And people who haven't spoken should go first. So Mark goes first. Mark.
I have to speak in favor of this motion. More from the history of what's been going on the last year and a half. Many of you don't know, but on May 27th, KPFT is going to probably go off the air. The reason for this is for the last year and a half, the Pacifica National Board, which the majority was prior to this year, composed of those supporting summaries, failed to provide funds to save their transmitter, which is the reason why they're about to lose their license. Instead, Summer reduced the staff at WBAI and borrowed $50,000 from KPFA to pay off the severance bill and did not make any actions to cover the deductions, such as FICA, Social Security, and Medicare. We still have to pay for that. That's such the planning that we saw is going on here. That's just the tip of the iceberg at this point. With her in the occupying the office, we have no access to the records, no access to the FCC documentation, and we're probably going to lose KPFT. It's going to go off the air. WBAI is paying an exorbitant amount for the Empire State Building antenna. There are those who say that it should be moved and shifted or should be leased out, who aren't aware of the fact that if it moves from the Empire State Building, it will lose almost 70% of its listenership, reducing an already debilitated subscriber base. WBAI will not survive if it goes to a lease, goes into swap, or goes into deficit on the Empire State Building tower. All these things have been known throughout the tenure of Summer Reese as the interim executive director. There's a lot more going on, but I don't have the time to go into it. But very simply put, this has been a disaster, and we need to reconcile the records from the national office with what's actually going on and not trying to do it remotely, not trying to do guesswork. We need access to the documentation. And under state law, every single director of the foundation has to have access, free and clear, to those records. This is being denied to them. So basically, your foundation has been hijacked by a self-serving individual who's put a 2x4 across the door and not letting anybody see the records so that this foundation can operate freely, capably, and to build itself back up. For that alone, I'm going to vote for this motion.
Mel is the next person who has not spoken.
So a quick question. Is the National Pacifica National Office the same as the KPFA office?
Next door.
They're right next door to each other. Oh. They're in the same building. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then I go to Craig. And then Janet, and then Andre, and then Frank.
Well, a lot of the arguments around this issue have to do with whether people like the decision of the board or they don't like the decision of the board. That's what I mean about criticism of the board, of the board's judgment. People on have raised several of these issues just in this discussion right now. But the fact is, the board is the employer. It has the power to hire and fire. Summer Reese is an employee. I think it's a status she's not entirely clear on. She's an employee. She can't be fired. And that's what happened. And I understand that people don't like that idea. I understand there are the criticisms of that. I understand people question whether the board had the legitimacy of doing that or not. But we're in a situation right now that's not going to resolve itself, at least if it continues as it is. I mean, the board is not going to reverse its decision. It's been clear about that. It's moving forward. So this can go on indefinitely, and if that's the position people want to take, I think it is. I think it's irresponsible because it's simply going to lead to further damage, serious damage to the network. As I said, I don't have any problem with Summer taking this to the venue where she can make her argument and say, it was legitimate, it was illegitimate, I had a contract, or no, I didn't have a contract. Those arguments deserve to be heard. But that's the only way this is going to be resolved, because the board is not going to change its position. So let's get those arguments to a venue where they can be decided. In the meantime, I would really ask that Summer Reese, the employee, former employee of Pacifica, leave the office so that the organization can carry on with the business that it does. Okay,
Janet.
The point is that the decision to dismiss Summer was made without giving reasons, without legal consultation, and did not allow discussion. It wasn't. It was a process that was misused, and So after the fact, people are now giving reasons. People who aren't even on the PNB are giving all kinds of reasons. I mean, that's not how it should work. It's backwards.
Andrea.
I have a few things that I would also like to introduce a substitute motion. I want to clarify a couple things. I don't believe that this situation is parallel to that of Lem Lem Regio, because in that situation, soon after her termination, it was public that there was a check for $375,000 that had been sitting in a desk drawer for a year and allowed to lapse. In my mind, that constitutes an act of gross misconduct, and that regardless of how long, and that anybody who is interested in good governance would not allow that situation to continue. So I don't believe, or nothing has come to my, if you guys have an incident of gross misconduct that you believe was committed by Summer Reese, let's go into executive session, please let us know. But unfortunately, what you've been laying out are your disagreements with her management style or her management decisions. Fair enough. But you know what? I think she's actually also done some really good things. I'm really grateful that she has attended. You know, she reminds me of like the politician who deals with infrastructure, with roads and bridges. You know, just making sure stuff works. It's not very romantic, not very sexy. It's not going to get you big headlines. But having standardized accounting procedures, that helps. To make sure that we have an insurance carrier, which we may not after this debacle. But I'm really grateful that she did that. I'm really grateful she took care of that business. I'm really grateful that she made an effort to address racism, which this board has been many months in delaying and kicking that can down the road. But she actually took it on in a way that she was wrestling, trying to navigate our insurance responsibilities and what was required by the insurance carrier regarding Andrew, et cetera, et cetera. I think if you do more than sound bites, journalists, and dig deeper into the story, I think it's not quite as cut and dried as you'd like to portray or as the Save KPFA website likes to portray. And that's why I'm advocating an actual, real evaluation process. Look at the good things. Look at the bad things. But I think it's really, how are you going to blame her for the deficits? Good Lord. You're going to blame her for laying off, doing layoffs at WBAI? Tell me, what was the option? You're blaming her for the fact that there's transmitters that need to be replaced. Yeah, there's a big financial problem here in the network, which is not going to be resolved by disregarding her contract, disregarding the fact that she has a legitimate claim to sue. And you know that damn well. And so you press on. So, Craig, I disagree with you that the board has spoken, so we know that can't be revisited. Let's try it again. These are our reps. I'm trying to influence in the mind of our representatives. Please represent us at the national board. So I would like to introduce a substitute motion. I would like to call on the PMB to conduct an evaluation of Summer Reese in accordance with her contract, including input from the Five Sister Station LSB boards.
Is there a second? Okay. Are we going to have a discussion on that, or we have call the question on that?
Call the question.
Why don't we vote on that? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I would choose to vote for the substitute motion, and I'll just address some of the things that people brought up to me. One, Jose Ruiz, I don't even know if you're paying attention to anybody that's talking, but you haven't looked up at your computer the whole meeting. And people are trying to have a serious discussion. You had that smirk on your face like it's no big deal. So, whatever. He's not going to pay attention to us. He's one of our representatives? All right. He left. That's what it seems like. He doesn't pay attention to us.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I just had to address that because he will not pay attention.
Listen. Hold on. This is a point of order.
Yeah.
Robert says you're not even supposed to name other members of the body. You're definitely not supposed to call people out. You speak to whether the motion's a good idea or not. Not to the personal beefs that you have with other people, and the chair needs to enforce that, or these meetings
My
are
apology.
Going to be as bad as the ones we have on the national board.
My apology.
My apologies, too, but I just wish people would pay attention, everybody. All right. Paying the severance pay from KPFA, I thought that saved us from another lawsuit or something. Something was about to happen if we didn't pay that severance pay. The investigation about Andrew. I fought my ass off for Andrew. I went and had a special meeting with Summer Reese. I went and had a special meeting with Brian. and talked about the union and JR. I went and had a special meeting with Andrew. I asked him to have a people of colors meeting to find out why all these allegations of racism were happening. Nothing. And I wanted Andrew to stay. We hung a sign in the apprenticeship office that we support Andrew Phillips. There was only one at the station. So I fought for Andrew. And then I did accept the decision in the end because they had an investigation. They took steps. You know, and it wasn't just an investigation into Andrew. It was an investigation into racism at KPFA. And that's still not coming out. I'd like to know why the contract is considered invalid. It's another thing I'd like to know. You mentioned the resilience of the people at the stations to keep on continuing and working. What choice do we have? What choice do we have? We're just going to stop? We're just going to stop? No, we're doing double duty, trying to fight this and trying to work around this and then trying to do our work and trying to do our outside organizing and missing our marches. And other people feel free to leave and go do what they want to do. I noticed...
There was a funeral, Frank.
All right, well, I'm sorry, but people feel free to leave to do whatever. I'm not leaving. I'm here to do things. I'm missing things, too. So why is the contract not invalid? What choice do the people have? And it's also not about us not liking the decision. The decision we feel is reckless. It was wrong. And it was dishonest and sneaky. You know, it's not just a disagreement with the decision. We don't feel it was right or fair. You know, it's not about just not liking it. And also, I wasn't the biggest supporter of Summer myself. Just the meeting before, I was complaining about not getting a word back about the management and not always communicating. And I'm not the fighting for Summer Reese. I'm fighting for some process that we all communicate and pay attention to each other and hear each other out. That's what I'm fighting for, some process. How united and what kind of bubble did start at KPFA when those suggested program changes came? Everybody wanted process. And now we're just supposed to roll over and not have any process for something so much bigger? It seems like these decisions you make, you feel like you're always right. You don't want to take into consideration other people's thoughts and feelings. And it's not always that you're always right. There's a middle ground. There's a third way. But it seems like no one wants to listen. The board is moving forward. There's no consideration.
All right. Anybody else speaking to the substitute motion? David.
I'd like to hear the substitute motion again. I didn't catch it all. Could you read? Could you read the?
Sure. Yeah. I can. I'll read it again. Okay. So the substitute motion is call on the PNB to conduct an evaluation of Summer Reese ED in accordance with her contract and including input from the five sister stations.
Okay. I'd like to speak in favor of the substitute motion. It's like the decision by the PMB majority to terminate her was without due process, any way you look at it. And the procedure and the technicalities and the contract and everything, which I enumerated before, I'm not going to repeat myself. And this improper action by the PMB majority could have very negative consequences for the network, such as making Pacifica more vulnerable to lawsuits, endangering its ability to hold on to broadcast licenses or obtain insurance in other ways, placing the network in jeopardy. Now, the PNB, and this is kind of in line with a substitute motion, can, if they decide to, after an evaluation, bring up a proposed termination at a later date, provided they follow due process and respected the rights of the employee and the law, which they clearly did not do, you know, even in the letter of it, and certainly in the spirit of it, the sneaky way, the late night meeting, not allowing any discussions. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a violation of the most basic democratic norms. Whatever she did, she has certain rights, and these were clearly violated. So I support the substitute motion, and that we should... And in line with my earlier expression that we need to find another way out of this, that we need to find a way out of this and think, keep in mind the health and the survival of this network as our primary goal. I think if both sides would pull back from the brink a little bit on this, I think we can come to an agreement. I support
Cynthia?
The substitute.
Well, we obviously have a...
Well, you need the microphone.
Have a deep responsibility to, as David has said, to pull back from this. And I support the substitute motion because I think we all want to be for a fair evaluation. I'd like to say one thing that Summers, that I know of. I don't know all the things, but I know some of the things that she's done right, and one of them, no lawsuits. That in itself is a rather major thing. And to the best of my understanding, she could have done a lawsuit right now. This is so outrageous. So anyway, that's why I'm going to go for the substitute motion, and I think that would be a good pulling back from this highly charged issue. But it's significant.
Andrea.
The reason why I'm putting the substitute motion forward is because there's a lot of ambiguity here, because what I've been told is that some of our representatives to the Pacifica National Board, or some people I've heard say the contract wasn't valid. That's very different from her being terminated as a result of an evaluation. Which one is it? Reps? Is it her contract? You don't believe that the contract itself was valid? And that's the foundation of your argument?
They can't speak.
You see, but that's why I feel like we need to go into executive session. I feel like we have some responsibility to understand how this board,
Andrea,
is being represented,
Andrea,
to the PMB.
Andrea, our executive session is not the same as the PNB executive session. This is not the group that fires or hires, so we do not have the rights to have discussions in our executive session about the PNB executive session. So us going into executive session does not open up the subjects in the PNB.
So it will never be known whether the representatives that we sent to represent us, whether they considered the contract to be valid or whether they voted based on
a
performance.
I'm not saying it will never be known. I didn't say that. Anyway.
Well, I got to tell you, I guess I just have to ask you to delve into your very own hearts then, because it's really contradictory what's coming out here. Because you say, what I'm hearing is that, oh, she did this, she did that, she didn't do enough of this, she didn't do enough of that. And yet, legally, what I'm also hearing is that the question, that the fact was there even a discussion? Did you even spend time evaluating her? And so where are we? So again, for the good of the network, you guys, to put some peace into this situation, we're going off the cliff. And
oh.
I don't understand, like if you don't want that to happen, then give a yip or a yop, people. Give us something, you leaders on the PMB. Tell us where you're taking us. Because right now it looks very suicidal. And I want to, delegate over here, I want to echo what you said about delegates over there paying attention and engaging. Because we need to have some honest conversations. You know, we should suspend the rules and just get down and really talk about what's going on. And so in the absence of that, yes, I'm trying to do what I can to get you guys to see that it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And the perception is that, yeah, you know, who's going to bully who? But I do want to take exception to this. This notion that, is Summer's contract valid? Does she have a social security number? Blah, 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 blah. Do you guys honor dissent, really? Do you honor diversity of perspective? Does a Catholic anarchist have rights? Are you willing to open, to widen your embrace to that level of diversity? I don't know. And the awe, the shock and awe, you guys sound like the old Pacifica National Board from 99. Well, there's a legal way to do this. There's a procedure for doing this. Tell that to all the campers camped out outside the station who are doing exactly what Summer is doing right now. They were engaging in direct action for the good of the station.
All right. I see my list is expired. And Frank, this is your second time. You can speak again.
I would just like to say I still, again, would support Andrea's motion because it seems like we're not getting answers. Whatever it has to be, executive session PMB, can't share executive session LSB. What are we left with? The listeners got nothing from this whole entire meeting. They could listen from the beginning of the morning and waste their whole time listening to this meeting, just like we are here, and we're not getting nowhere. We still have no answers. And like I said earlier, I voided all my other things I wanted to do, my nature hike and identifying rare plants, traveling from the Pittsburgh to Martinez doing the chemical trail connected dots for answers to find out what is going on with our station. And it's going to be a waste of time. No one else is going to get any answers either. Are we going to get any answers? Do you guys think the contract was invalid? Give her a yip or a yap or whatever she said. We have not gotten answers today. And I don't think anybody that listens to this at home and takes their 4 or 5 hours to listen are going to feel like they got any answers either. And it just, we're not getting anything or anywhere. No one's sharing information with us. You know, it's classified PNB executive session. You know, I just wish someone would share with us, you know, honestly, why they're making this move. What is going on?
Okay. The question on the substitute motion. All those in favor of the substitute motion, do you want a roll call vote on this? Craig, can you take a roll call vote?
Point of order.
Per Roberts, we have to vote to approve a roll call vote.
I can't understand.
Per Roberts, we have to vote to approve a roll call vote.
All those in favor of a roll call, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Go ahead, Craig.
I have to note that we approved a roll call vote.
Your fault, turn on your...
It's on. Okay. What are we voting on? I'll read it in a sec.
The substitute motion.
Okay.
Read it again.
Yeah, I will do that in just a sec. Okay, so this is the substitute motion. Call on the PNB to conduct an evaluation of Summer Reese, ED, in accordance with her contract and including input from the five sister stations. Okay. So...
The local station boards of the five sister stations.
Well...
go ahead.
Okay,
go
that's
ahead.
What it says. Okay, so roll call Alderson, I vote no. Basherman? Basherman, no. Bernstein is not here. Edwards-Tiekert?
No.
Edwards-Tiekert is no. Urkula is not here. Fuentes?
No.
Fuentes is no. Gans?
No.
Gans is no. Goldmacher? No. Goldmacher is no. Gowen is not here. Hernandez?
No.
Hernandez is no. Johnson?
Yes.
Johnson is yes. Coburn?
Yes.
Coburn is yes. Kurzweil? Kurzweil is not here. Moore is not here. Morgan is not here. Pritchett?
Yes.
Pritchett? Yes. Sanders?
Abstains.
Sanders abstains. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Tao Nichols?
Yes.
Tao Nichols, yes. Travis?
No.
Travis, no. Welsh?
Yes.
Welsh, yes. Whipperman?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. For Welsh. Whipperman?
No.
Whipperman, no. White is not here. Wilkinson is not here, so that is 10 yes, 6 no.
The motion fails.
Excuse me. It's 10 no, 6 yes. So, yeah. Surprise. Just waking everybody up.
Okay. All right. Now, why don't we have the vote on the motion that's on the floor? We had quite a long, extensive discussion. What?
This one is a substitute. This
one's okay.
Can I read it again? Please
read the motion again, and are we going to have a roll call on this? All in favor, please say yes. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, there's a roll call on the main motion.
Okay, so back to the main motion.
Read it.
Yes, I am going to. The KPFA LSB calls on Summer Reese to respect the decisions of the elected Pacifica National Board, stop blocking elected board members' access to records, vacate Pacifica's offices peacefully, and help make Pacifica's leadership transition a smooth one. Okay. So, roll call. I will vote yes on that. Basherman?
Yes.
Basherman, yes. Bernstein is not here. Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards-Tiekert, yes. Urkula, not here. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Gans?
Yes.
Gans, yes. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher, yes. Goen, not here. Hernandez?
Yes.
Hernandez, yes. Johnson?
No.
Johnson, no. Coburn?
Abstain.
Coburn, abstain. Kurzweil, not here. Moore, not here. Morgan, not here. Pritchett?
No.
Pritchett, no. Sanders?
Abstain.
Sanders, abstain. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer, yes. Sterling?
No.
Sterling, no. Tao Nichols? Tao Nichols, no. Travis?
Yes.
Travis, yes. Welsh?
No.
Welsh, no. Whipperman?
Yes.
Whipperman, yes. White, not here. Wilkinson, not here. So that is 10 yes, 5 no, and 2 abstentions.
Well, that will do that.
Motion carries. I think we're at the next point in the agenda, which is the Community Advisory Board report. Yay. And I call on Carol to give us. And
I'm Carol Wolfley, and I'm a member of the Community Advisory Board, and this is my other fellow member,
Robin Collin.
And we are here to give you some information about what the Community Advisory Board is doing. We have 9 members, and we meet once a month at the station. And we are charged with gathering information from the community and listeners and bringing it back to the LSB and to the station management. And some of the things that we've been involved in recently are we were part of supporting an outreach effort at San Jose. And one of the things that came out of that was a concern of community members of wanting to have more access to PSAs and community calendar because there are so many requests that come in and not so many that go out. So that's been one of the things that we're working on, trying to request that all programmers and the CAB and also outreach receive information about those. We also recently held a town hall meeting in South Berkeley Senior Center on April 6th. The reason we did that was we wanted to understand the issues involved. It is a very complex situation that I can see being here today. And we want to understand the issues. And so part of our process was to have a non-hierarchical way of sharing. We had mediators from, not mediators, but facilitators from SEEDS Resolution Center come to the meeting so that people could be heard. And so we asked people to self-select 5 topics, which were their main concerns, and we asked people to share written material. And Robin is going to read the compilation of the written shared material. So, Robin, thank you.
So, can you hear me okay? Okay, one of the first topics was finances. Pacifica is a life-giving island in a vicious and poisonous media landscape. Let's save all Pacifica stations and grow more. Prioritize diverse outreach over privatizing or downsizing. These are just thoughts that came out during this. They're not all, you know what I mean? They're not coinciding. They're just all separate thoughts, okay? Much of the conflict about KPFA is about money. Who gets paid and who doesn't? Should KPFA pay their Pacifica portion? KPFA as part of nonprofit needs to be transparent about its finances. Annual audits were delayed and held up, which held up Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding. I wonder if KPFA and all Pacifica stations and national offices are committed to using best practices in standard accounting procedures and internal controls. One important matter is that Corporations for Public Broadcasting has withheld $1 million and another large amount because an audit was not done. What would it mean for us to be a membership organization? As supporters and contributors, we are engaged as consumers. KPFA needs to turn over their books to Pacifica immediately. K-
KPFA has not balanced their books in 18 months, which is jeopardizing CPB funds for a second year in a row. Corporation for Public Broadcasting money comes to KPFA for one reason and one reason alone, the apprenticeship program. Without the apprenticeship program, KPFA doesn't qualify for the Corporation for Broadcasting funds. KPFA has always used apprentices who are all volunteers to receive this money. For many years, the apprenticeship program received no money from KPFA for any paid positions, though KPFA applied for and received millions of dollars over the past 15 years or so. After all the cuts, the apprenticeship program is down to one half-time paid position. This is criminal, and I'm angry and shocked that this is the way it has been and continues to be at KPFA. Live within our means, have independent fundraisers, no more station money for lawyers and lawsuits, don't take corporate money, beef up grant writing and fund development with little or no strings attached by donors. Our next topic was the Pacifica and executive directorship, and it was clear a lot of people would really appreciate a primer on the Pacifica KPFA organizational structure. We don't really understand how the rules are written and who gets to say what. That would help have ideas to help halt the process of firing the executive director, and if she is to be let go, to do it with a thorough review of her performance and, if possible, a consensus of the PNB about how we are to proceed. Don't fire Summer. KPFA is not a unionized workplace. About 20 people out of 100 total staff are members of the CWA. Firing and hiring is at the crux of the latest scuffle and was an issue in 1999. There is no fair or equitable hiring and firing process within KPFA, and many lawsuits have resulted from this lack. The Pacifica Board and the KPFA management have used interim status to hire managers and directors with no input from the community. This process has resulted in much waste and devastation. Our next topic was mediation. Power sharing will save us. Maybe agreeing on a shared future might make us able to talk. Mediation will only be possible when common ground is found, so we need to be looking for common ground. People are looking at people on the other side as impossible to communicate with or compromise with. Calm and measured communication, compassion for divergent views, resolve our conflicts without lawsuits. Our town hall meetings need to be on the air. Our next topic was programming. We felt there needed to be a balance between community-based programming and the big picture economic and social issues and policies. A program council of listeners, address a multiplicity of constituencies, institutions, and sectors with strategies particular to them, Women's African American Program Council, passing the hat to programmer apprentices, more involvement of folks who are doing good work in the community, artistic, political, anti-poverty, etc., a geographically based North, South, East, and West weekly program on community rights, urban struggle, youth health programs with peer counseling on human sexuality and drugs. We want to bring young people to KPFA. We need to hear their voices. How about a program of young voices that interviews them in their own voices, raising their own concerns, issues, and ideas for solutions for 7 to 15-year-olds? All-day specials on global warming and environmental destruction, community action, what happens to GIs, wherefore they left. Open KPFA to the community for free discussion. Modern technology. And the modern technology is the way to get the youth involved. Community activists, radio, media, organizing was the last topic that we discussed. Lead the fight by giving the people a voice. Make KPFA an activist tool which will expand listenership. Expand listenership and engaged membership that expresses itself in formal and informal settings. Increase the number of PSAs and community calendar announcements and frequency. Keep volunteer activists programming. More listener call-ins. Encourage activists to email in recorded segments. Make it possible for activists to call in and make recorded announcements.
More organized system for fast response to press releases on urgent items. More community announcements on the website. Fundraising with summer picnics and local bands. More community gatherings and regular smaller events. More ways for community to help volunteering. Reach out to youth and people of color, Youth Radio and KALX. Start thinking outside the box and dialogue creative ways to reach more and younger listeners. Collaborate with Berkeley Community Media to get recording equipment into the hands of community activists who have been trained in creating segments. Alert listeners to planning meetings in the community. Create an editing staff that can process all the submitted content. And the big thing that we did notice is that everyone at our town hall meeting, we had one person under the age of 30, right?
Thank you. Did you have any questions for us?
I'd like to ask, these comments that are here, were they taken from things that people wrote?
Yes.
Or from notes taken by the facilitators of comments made in the various table discussions?
Thank you for your question. We had a four-part process, registration.
I was there all for the whole meeting.
So these were taken from the topics that were turned in from the topic papers.
These were written. In other words, you didn't record just comments during the thing.
No, we did not.
Right. And those are the written comments that were done at the beginning. I mean, there were topic papers. We came in, we registered, we had papers, and so they all came from the papers that were turned in at the beginning, that we wrote in the beginning.
No. All the papers that were turned in at the beginning or at the end. Some people wrote on index cards.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Thank you.
Andrea's asking me what's next. Thank you. So we are continuing to work with the community. What we're getting is a lot of confusion from the community about, what is happening, and we're continuing to gather information from the community about what their interests are in this very challenging time. And so we're going to be going to the Eastside Arts Alliance with organizations in that area, and also we'll be at the Marcus Garvey building in West Oakland, and we'll let you know. And you're all invited to come to the next meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you very much. Okay. The next order of business, he's not here. The Pacifica Interim. KFCF report.
Thank you. It's on. I think if it could be accepted, the written report that was submitted to...
online? Did you do one online?
Did you receive it?
When did you email it?
I thought I saw it in your...
I thought it was there. Wait a minute.
Package that came back to us.
I'm sorry?
I thought I saw it in the information that came back to us with the agenda and some other documents. I saw a report from KPF.
Oh, from last month.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those are things have not changed much since then. But that I'd like for that to stand for this month. We are in the process of doing some things for the summer month, getting ready for the summer. But we're still in the process of talking about it. But I would like to say my reason for abstaining on the others was because, as I understand it, KPFA doesn't have a vote in the selection of the representatives to the national board. So I didn't think it would be appropriate for me to be a part of the vote for. Yeah, KFCF. I'm sorry. Yes. And with that, that is my report.
Terrific. Thank you, Mel. All right. Now we're at the special order of business, which is development. And I think Barbara did.
One thing I did forget, ahead. And I just wanted to thank KPFA for their. I talked to the manager yesterday, and we did receive our check, so I wanted to make sure I got that on the record. Thank you.
Right on. Okay. Mark wanted to add something. Oops.
Just one point of information.
it ties in with the budgeting as well. When CBB calculations are figured for KPFA,
could you talk in a little closer?
The subscriber base from KFCF is counted towards the membership of KPFA. So when CBB is calculating what it gets or gives to Pacifica, it's the combined subscriber base of the two. However, KFCF receives no CBB funding.
That sounds not fair.
And I would like to make a comment about just one of the comments that's on here. The lengthy one on the first page about CPB money comes to KPFA for one reason only, the apprenticeship program, and that is just not true. It comes based on how much solicited funding we raise, and it is true that there's lots of documentation that goes along with it, and it's very important documentation about the apprenticeship program. But the apprenticeship program is not the only reason that we, and you shouldn't be promulgating this kind of stuff that isn't exactly right.
In any case, I think that I am suggesting that we take a 10-minute break before we go into the hour development conversation. Five-minute break.